This is part 2 of episode 7 of the Park Car Podcast. If you haven't already heard episode 1, it'll be linked in the description box of this podcast. So, hop on over, listen to episode 1, and then come on back here and join the discussion for part 2. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast and rocking with us every time we upload. We really appreciate it. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Park Car PCast to join the conversation when we're not live posting podcasts. So, without further ado, let's get into part 2 of episode 7 of the Park Car Podcast. Again. All right, we're back.
And welcome back. This is going to be part 2 of
episode 7. we can record 3 easy, but we're not. I don't know.
I mean, we could. We'll see how it goes. So if you are just listening to this episode, this is actually part 2. The other episode will be somewhere above or below, depending on which direction your device is facing.
Yeah. If you want to know what this episode or the previous episode was about, you can check the description because I put a lot of effort into those.
Yes.
So please check the description. Thank you. But yeah, these people are having a whole conversation. We're missing it.
You should be reading that.
I'm sorry, guys.
You should be moderating.
I don't read.
Okay, so what we spoke about in the last podcast was, was it correct way to shoot your shot?
Stop telling them. Read the description.
Whatever.
Read the description. Thank you very much.
What if they can't read?
Listen to
Was it correct way to shoot your shot? Is it possible to be too forward? What if your friend has sexual relations with a person you have a crush on? And what is a good location for a first date?
Someone said in this chat that a first date... Oh, we're also on Instagram Live, by the way. That's where we're getting all these extra topics from. Someone said a good first date is someplace cheap and fun. I agree.
Okay.
Your first date shouldn't be, let's show each other how much money we have. Because that pisses me off. Like, a guy showing off his money isn't going to make me like you any more or less.
Okay.
Actually, no, it's going to make me like you less because you're just like a cocky asshole. I don't care.
No, but if I say, let's go to the movies, what do you think that means? Like, money, financial wise?
Nothing. I don't think, but I'm not that type of girl. I'm not the type of girl to be like, oh, he took me to the movies. That means he's cheap. No, he took me to the movies. I told him I like horrors, and he doesn't, and he's taking me to watch a horror movie. This guy is putting himself through actual hell.
But what if, okay, like, if you pay for the person.
What does that say?
Yeah, like, because I believe, right, if we decide, all right, we're going to the movies, right? And I pay for the ticket. That's not me, like, flexing or anything. Because if I invited you out,
exactly,
I'd pay for the ticket.
See, I don't see you buying the ticket as flexing. I actually see something like that as
also
like,
a ticket like $16.
Exactly. I see that as like that $16 could be a lot for some people.
True, that is very true.
I see that as like, oh, he's a gentleman. Like holding door type shit. Like from just, you know? And like that happened to me a while.
Thank you, Jabari, for agreeing with me.
That happened to me a while ago, and I was like caught off guard by it just because, like,
you weren't expecting.
I wasn't expecting it.
I mean, that's what caught off guard means. I don't know why everybody did that.
But I wasn't turned off by it. I was more like
pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
No, it's not, because my feelings are confused with everything. But
it's karma.
It is karma. Like, guys doing stuff like that is good, but don't come to me with like, oh, I want to go on a first date, I'm taking you to Boozo's to buy expensive shite tasting food. Like,
not excuse my French, sick. Not for asshole. There's no, furthermore, right, Dharma has never even been in a parking lot of Boozo, right? So
the food isn't that good.
I ain't taking nobody there for no first date. That's like a anniversary thing. And even then, like, a flex like that, if I don't have it, I'm not going to.
No,
like, a grand romantic gesture can be something as simple as, I don't know, like wine on the beach or something.
See,
like,
you're
just
saying, like that.
Just like chilling, just talking. Because a person's company is more important than like what you, like where you do it is less important as opposed to like what you do.
I completely agree with you, but there are people, there are, I just need to stop dissing women. There are people who, if I took you to the beach and I wined and dined you, we just talked, mm-hmm. they would be like, oh, you're not putting any effort into it because you didn't spend money on me. There's people like that. I like people who can appreciate the little and I can admit mm-hmm. it was a flaw of mine. I used to be upset that my boyfriend didn't take me on dates, but that's because we were dating for 5 years, okay? Five.
There's a comment that says, Rich, the kid said to get your dick sucked in the movies. That a mood? No. So it's that commenter.
Get herpes.
That is a mood.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
But, what? Okay. I have a question for you, though.
Ask the question.
Well, I already know, probably know your thoughts.
Wait.
Because
you're psychic?
If you do that, I'm adding to you. Okay, right. Yeah, like if you do something that you think is like thoughtful and the person just thinks that you're cheap, like male or female, I think that's a clear like red flag.
That is, yeah.
Because you don't appreciate the effort.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Is this proof that isn't the one you want?
Yeah, it's not the one.
Right.
I always think mm-hmm. like when I'm gifting people things, I always think, oh, you just spend money, just spend money. And then, like, when I got older, it hit me, like, I just need to show you that I care.
Yeah.
And once you get it,
yeah,
then it makes sense. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, for my 4th anniversary with this person,
mm-hmm.
I mentioned that I wanted a promise ring. I wasn't asking for it. I just said, oh, it'd be cool if we had promise rings. And he got me one. And then
I had
want to kill me?
No. I had a thing, but I can't.
And then for his birthday, which was like a little bit after, like another celebration, I got him a promise ring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. I got him a promise ring, some cupcakes, and I sang him happy birthday. We drank
mm-hmm.
wine or whatever. And we just chilled at his house. And he appreciated that so much because I was like, I wanted to take you to dinner. He was like, I really didn't feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just wanted to chill with you. And I was like, and he low-key humbled me. I appreciate this nigga so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because a few years ago,
you were trying to go like all up.
Yeah.
I thought that like as a when I was like a young person dating, not I'm an old man. I'm an old age of 21. I thought that a relationship was always like, oh, I need to spend money on this person
yep.
at all times, like. I need to buy this person lunch at least once a week.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But you don't really need to do that no. if your connection is
stronger.
One where, not even that, is one where like there's an understanding that you don't need to buy me jewelry or anything like that. I mean, jewelry is nice. Don't get me wrong. You know. But some things, like the little things, people remember more than, you know?
The little things, especially now as an adult, not like a little child, the little things matter more to me.
You're being bullied.
I can see it and I'm choosing to ignore it. The little things matter so much more to me. Like somebody just like messaging me being like, are you okay? I'm sitting down like looking at my phone giggling like, oh my god, he cares that I'm still breathing, shit, you know?
Except for when you're grieving.
Because
then it's too much.
That's a different story. I'm talking about I like you.
All right, later, Tari.
Bye. I'm talking about I like you. And like we're not together.
Oh, we have a comment here. A gift doesn't have to be expensive to be nice. Okay. I have a sweet tooth, and if a guy buys me candy, I will love that.
Okay.
See, so it's about knowing the person.
You have to know. You need to know who you're courting. Oh God.
Courting is the correct word.
Right, who you're courting. To be able to get these kind of like, oh, mm-hmm. like the little things matter reactions.
But I don't like a lot of sweet things.
Yes, but I would feed them to him anyway.
Yes. Because like I'm a polite person. So if you buy me like a cake or like cupcakes or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'd eat them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to,
yeah,
but I will.
Eat them.
I will, because I'm your friend, right? That's how I am.
Yeah.
But like if you, I don't know. I like if you
I'm
like listen
just
to things.
Secretly trying to make you gain weight.
That's not gonna happen.
Wait for it.
It's near impossible.
Wait for it.
But yeah, you need to know the person. Like, and like, that's where, like, I saw on like Twitter and stuff like that, because it's where I get most of my knowledge from on the internet and watching strangers.
Thanks.
People, shut up. People said, like, well, females, well, women in general, said that they would not like if their significant other proposed to them in public. And I could completely understand that. Because I don't think I will propose to anybody in public. Like a Disneyland, get them on my one knee kind of thing. Because that puts the person on the spot.
It does.
You feel obligated to say yes. And that's really, really awkward.
It does.
Because what if it's not the right time?
I agree. I agree with you that a public, too public. Because when we say public, it could be like at a mall, like an empty mall on a Sunday, and you just like, you're walking, and you're like, fuck, I can't wait till I get home, propose.
No.
I ain't gonna be mad.
No.
But I'm talking.
It will not like happen.
Midland. Nah, I don't care though. Uh-huh. Like, I understand where people and you are coming from, and they put you on the spot, and how I might even feel like I've been put on the spot if it were to happen, but I don't care. However, I've only told, yeah, I told my ex this once, I told him, I don't care, because
right, yeah, a commenter said, Travis said that you talk about marriage before you do that. That's another thing.
Yeah, I was just about to say stuff like that.
Yeah, you need to have that conversation well beforehand, before you like decide, you know what? It's been 2 weeks.
Been a minute. Oh, that's a lesbian thing.
It's been 2 weeks. We're going good. I didn't know what your father looked like.
Oh, we're gonna talk about that.
Or like, who's your parents are now? So I meet your brother like once by accident. Come.
I didn't even know she was your brother until
right when she was buying a pair of shoes for me. But I think we should propose on this cruise.
No.
You know, we propose on this cruise. That's weird. That's so weird.
I agree. It is weird. But I'm not gonna.
I'm not. You need to read these things out loud.
I read it and I said we're gonna talk about it. Give me a second.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that.
So I wouldn't be upset if someone proposed to me in public. However, mm-hmm. all I want, and this is because this is the type of person I am, like film and all that.
Yeah.
All I want you to do is record the process and give it to me so I can edit it. I don't care if you propose to me in our bathroom while I'm washing my hair. I don't care. Record the process. Record
I would rather propose in an intimate setting as opposed to a public place.
I mean, yeah.
Because if you don't want to marry a person, right.
And you feel comfortable enough to say no?
Yeah. Would you say no?
Yeah.
Given you that are afraid of everything.
I'm afraid of hurting people's feelings.
You're afraid of so much things, right? Would you say yes just for the sake of get out and we can go into the car and like talk about this later?
In public?
Yeah.
If they roast me in public?
Yeah. If you want to say no, like if you don't want to marry this person, would you say yes just to avoid the awkwardness?
I was watching Lucifer the other day, mm-hmm. and Amanda Deal proposed to...
And she said no.
She said no. That's how I would do it.
He proposed to her sitting down at a doctor's office.
It, yeah. That's how... But how she did it is how I would do it. I'd be like, no.
Right. It's down. Not the place.
I wouldn't make a scene. Mm. I would just be like, we need to talk. Like, you know, quiet. Like, looking at people, looking at me like, shut the fuck up. You know?
Mm.
But if you did it at home and I didn't feel like marrying you, I would just be like, listen, Bob. I like you.
I like how all of your people are always named Bob.
I would be like, I like you. I love you, clearly.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to get married right now. I'm sorry, you can be like,
but I think in a relationship you have to speak with a person
prior.
Yeah, like you need to like, okay, do you want kids? Do you like dogs? Yes. Do you like snakes?
Yes.
Can I keep a snake in our bedroom? Please let me keep a snake in our bedroom.
If it don't touch me.
And like, when do you think you would like to be married?
Yeah.
Like, because if we don't have, if you, right? All right, say we're dating, right? And you decide that in your mind, you're like, okay, I want a house. I want this career. I want to be at this part in my career.
Mm-hmm.
I want a house, like a stable, whatever. I want a car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would like to be married, right? And before any of that happens, I decide that 2 years into relationship, I propose to you, mm-hmm. and you are not there yet, right?
I would tell you that.
Correct.
But I wouldn't. Okay, you see how some people are like, no, and then the relationship ends. Mm-hmm. I would be like, I love you. Understand that.
Ooh,
I love
you. That's another thing we should talk about.
That's
well, two things.
People are embarrassed.
Two things. Right. Okay. Right. What do you think about women proposing to men? I don't see a problem with it.
I would do it, but I have to love you. Mm. Like, I have to be like, this nigga is ride or die.
I think that if you if you as a woman are at that point where you decide you want to spend the rest of your life with this person, mm-hmm. go ahead.
I would do it. Yeah.
There's nothing, it's not like an ego thing or like a masculine thing.
Nope.
To where like a person has to propose to another person. Because lesbians,
two women,
do they fight over who's gonna propose? No, they don't.
Gay males.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you want to marry somebody and y'all like again had this discussion before, go for it.
Shoot worst your fucking shot. Shoot your fucking
going
shot.
Going forward with that though, yes, I agree that proposing in public is always a bad idea.
Why would you say no? Because you're not ready.
If you're not ready.
Or.
Yeah, if you propose to the person and they say no, is the relationship over?
No. Because, okay, coming from me,
mm-hmm.
if I was the one saying no, I would be like, no, understand, I still love you. I'm just not ready right now. And if they come at me with like, oh, but we talked about something, like, okay, but something happened and I don't want to get married right now. I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to be with you, but you need to give me some time. If they can't understand that, that's on them. Now, if I was getting the no, I would have to take the explanation. I'd be hurt,
mm-hmm.
but I would understand. Like, I've dealt with rejection hurts.
I don't know. I think we too. I was weird. Inexperience.
Yeah, we're not adults yet.
Yeah,
but we like, can talk about rejection.
True. That is true.
Listen.
But I think that if I propose to you,
uh-huh.
and you say no. Like, just a flat out no. Without a reason? That's kind of weird.
I'd be upset. It would also kind of make me think, like, if you and I talked about marriage, we're together, you propose.
I agree.
And
There's a conversation going on in chat. Again, for those now tuning in on, for some reason, after 15 minutes on the podcast, we're live on Instagram, so there's a little bit of interaction with the community.
I think if you guys want to watch the lives, they'll be in your profile,
yeah.
on Jaden's profile. That'll be in the description box below in the little highlight reel, so you can actually go watch the live and see the questions if you miss anything.
Eventually, we'll be rolling out
a visual podcast,
but we're working on that. But there's a conversation going on right now where it is being said that is a pressure tactic proposing in public to kind of like force the person to say yes. And I agree with that, because I think that if you try to make a grand spectacle
of yourself,
of like, hey, look at us.
Yeah.
Hey, look at us, right? Mm-hmm. And people are watching now, you know you gotta say yes, right?
No.
You want to embarrass
this
both of us.
This is if, see, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. That's a
dick
move.
That person is gonna be, you don't, okay, yeah, you might think, When I propose to her in public, she gotta say yes, because if she don't, she gonna be embarrassed. You don't know if that girl just went through her little mental thing where she became so confident. She's like, fuck you, get up. She might be on like her shit today. She might be so confident. She's like, I don't care who's looking at me. Get up. The answer is no. You don't know if that's gonna happen to you. Never assume things. You are making an ass out of you and me.
How often does that happen though? To where like you see on videos,
the lesbians on Twitter.
The lesbians.
I'm sorry, I don't know their names. If anyone finds the video, let us know.
Did they say she said no?
She said
she
no.
She asked if she was serious.
She was like, you could tell she didn't want to do it.
Even the one proposing.
Also, the friend recording is such a cunt, right?
Listen to me. That entire video was trash. That entire video was garbage.
I want to know
because
what
the
we
person,
have twisted.
The person proposing,
mm-mm.
didn't seem to be interested in proposing.
It seemed like a clout thing.
The person being proposed to
didn't
seem that they want to say yes because it was a public setting, or they didn't feel like they were during that relationship.
I agree.
And then the person recording,
see, she was begging her to get up.
Right. The person recording was just saying, is this real? Is this real? Is this real?
I don't want to punch that. Look.
Do not bring your friend to the proposal.
I don't know. Go on Twitter and like look for lesbian proposal gone wrong.
Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's a video of this couple and their friend that's recording. I think they're like two friends or something.
Two people on behind the camera.
Yeah.
And the
they're like in a public place, like a amusement park or
something.
I think
something. No, I think it was a pride type thing. That's what it looked like to me.
Ooh.
It's like, ooh, we're like so prideful that we're gay. marry me. And I was like, no.
It was so weird. It was so awkward because the girl being proposed to didn't seem to want to say yes.
She didn't.
And the
want
person
to.
On their knees didn't seem to want to ask. She was like,
she didn't want to accept yeah. that she was being
she
told
was like,
no.
Yeah, big man. So here we're going, all right. I got this ring and I want to give you. So you bought this thing. That's how it seemed. It seemed so like casual as a proposal.
It didn't seem real.
That
to
the
me.
Person behind the camera was like, is this real? Are you is this real is really
is
happening?
This serious?
That would have been so awkward.
I
can just imagine the embarrassment.
But you see, here's the thing, right? In that situation,
that was a shit move.
I would have said no. Because you're getting up on your knee and you're not even pretend enthusiastic to want to get the fuck up.
But then
Bob.
Like that's another thing too. Like, what if the person was uncomfortable and like a pup? What if they were like, yo, you should do it now? Suppose
you
it was something
shitty
like that.
Friend.
Suppose it was something like that.
That's
then
a
you do
shitty
have shitty
friend.
Friends. You do have shitty friends.
Okay, wait, hold on.
You would have a very shitty friend for doing that.
I agree.
For like encouraging you to propose when one you aren't ready and you know your partner isn't ready either. Are they one like this?
Mm-hmm. I can't be committed without marriage. Lol. I mean, is this a guy?
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Does it matter who it was?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes. No, but I was like, he was giving me that very like masculine
energy. No,
he said,
I can.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
See, he's giving me very masculine energy the way he's talking. So, I mean,
they're just racist.
How is that racist? There's masculine and feminine energy. You give off a lot of masculine energy.
I wonder why that would be.
Shut the fuck up.
Hmm.
There are guys that give off feminine energy who are, and I'm not talking gay, I'm talking like they're very masculine people,
mm-hmm.
but when they're talking,
what does that
to
mean?
You,
like
they're very big macho men, like they
mean
look
dominant.
Yes, but when they come and talk to you, shut up. When they come and talk to you on like a serious level, it's like if you're talking to your sister, like they're very like shy and timid when it comes to their feelings. There's a lot of guys who come at you with their feelings,
mm-hmm.
and they're very like, this is how I feel, blah, 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 blah. And there's other guys that come like, I'm hurt, I'm lonely.
What's wrong with that? What's
there's
wrong with
nothing,
that?
I'm not, oh my God, you always put
I'm
me against
not,
these people.
I'm not pitting you against anybody.
I'm not saying.
Don't interpret it that way.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying there's masculine and there's feminine energies. Elliot Scott, look, go on YouTube and look for Elliot Scott. He's
don't
a dating
stop
coach.
Stop giving people
Oh, now you're
outs.
Upset?
Stop giving people shout out.
Elliot Scott is
it's
my
not
dating
farmers
coach.
Only. Our Christian mingle, we don't
this
want.
Pussy niggas, I hate this.
Being in touch with your feelings
is not a bad thing. I actually prefer when a guy can come to me hurt and be like, you can say all of this bullshit, and when I say it, you're like, Gabby, don't. I actually like it when a guy could come to me and be like, you're such a child.
Go on.
And be like, I'm hurt.
Mm.
And or like if I did something wrong,
mm-hmm.
and a guy can come to me,
I didn't like that.
In his emotions, being like, I didn't like what you did, it hurt me. I would be like, Shay, I understand.
So what about on that same thing, right? If because I'm not a person that would immediately say, oh well, this upset me. I would like stop talking and like go off and like check my like allow myself to like be composed.
But will you let the person know what?
No.
That's fucked up.
Again, it is fucked up. I'm not saying, as I said before, I'm not a healthy person.
I keep telling y'all, I'm honest. I'm not a good person. I'm not here to sugarcoat
right,
shit.
Yeah. We're also not experts on anything.
No.
So what we're saying is just our opinions on things. We could be 100% wrong, and that is completely fine.
Yeah. No,
but
I don't agree with that.
If
I kind of like want to hate you.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that is like a good thing. It's not healthy, but that's just how I have decided to manage certain things. Like, if I'm upset about something, I will not say. I don't like arguing.
But that's the thing.
I don't like
that's
arguing
in
like
thing.
A. If I care about you, I will not argue with you. I argue with, like, just like for fun sometimes.
But you mean like a serious
if it's like a serious thing, I will not argue. I will like, de-escalate so fucking quickly.
Okay, but that's the thing. You need to know your partner. You need to both be mature enough for someone to come to you and say, what you did hurt my feelings. And for them to be like, I understand and I will try better. And not to be like, I didn't do it. Like, you're dating
but,
a child at that point.
But some people, there are some people that exist that their sole intention is to get a rise out of you. Even if it's like a relationship, they will try to made themselves bigger and bigger and try to get louder and louder. And I think that is dealing with the situation. That's not dealing with anything.
I understand.
Because raising your voice doesn't get a point across.
No, I understand that, and I can get the not wanting to argue thing. And if you were to argue, you can walk away or stop talking, like end the argument. But you're saying you wouldn't even let them know what they did wrong. So when they do it again, you're just bottling up these negative feelings toward this person, and then the relationship is gonna start to fall apart.
All right, I want to address the life first.
Go ahead.
Because someone said arguing for fun. I don't argue with my significant other for fun, right? I argue with like my friends for fun.
I argue with people in our class for fun.
I argue with people in my class for fun, like debating and stuff like that. If it's like my significant other, and there's something that I have done or whatever, or we have a disagreement on something. And it is about to become an argument, I will de-escalate. I have literally said before, I don't want to argue. I don't like arguing. I'm not going to argue. And that's it. That's my stance on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just start apologizing. Because I don't ever want to be in a position where I have to argue with somebody that I care about. Even if like the situation may be, mm-hmm. however small or big I believe it is, that may not be how they see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I may be seeing like, okay, if I don't put the bread back in, like, you know, the little like container thing,
and
the bread
is supposed to be. If that causes an argument,
I may see that as like a small thing, but she may be seeing that as, oh well, he doesn't listen to anything I say.
Ooh.
Right, exactly. So I would, if that starts like spiraling, like arguing with your parents, right? How they like find all these things to like drag into this conversation.
I would stop speaking.
Fair enough. I don't want to argue about this. I don't want this to become an argument.
Fair enough. I agree.
Is our life gonna die?
Our life is gonna die unless I go to the car really quick and get my charger.
That's far away.
No, it's right there. We could pause this.
Don't stop this. Don't stop this. Don't stop that.
Well, then walk with it then.
The
podcast is taking a field trip.
No, it's not. What? Leave the life there.
No, it's gonna die. I don't want it to die. This is good. I like these people. They have energy. Let's go.
We're not going anywhere.
Pick it up.
We're not going Jayden. Anywhere. I'm not leaving here.
All right, fine, guys.
We're gonna pause. Okay. We're gonna take
that.
A pause. And we're back.
Again.
Yeah, and we're back. Because you can just add that on too.
Yeah.
Okay, alright, cool. Right, so we're back. What are we talking about?
Hey guys, I went to the car.
Alright, so given that there are new people here now,
where did he come from?
Rico?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess you don't get home from work or something.
He spelled my name wrong.
Yeah, it's Gabby with an I.
Gabby with an I, not a Y. Gabby with Y is lame.
Okay, so someone, what else should we address? Anyone?
What were you talking about when I was gone?
I don't know. There was this, gentleman right here, and then they were just saying that we have like different views on things, so I was just explaining how the podcast came about because of that.
I would hate to think that we would have the same views, because it would be boring if we were just like, hey,
in agreement all the time. Yeah.
I like the little banter that we have.
Right, that's where like the debating thing comes from. Is like I am.
Tell them we're coming back.
Okay, all right, we'll be back.
The live only allows us to be on for an hour, so we're gonna start a new one so that we can continue this conversation. Hi, Shannon.
How do we do this?
Just end it.
I don't know how.
Is it? We have the same phone.
Shut up.
Love that.
Sure.
Yes, sure.
Ignore that.
Okay.
This is gonna be so annoying.
But Instagram only allows an hour, which sucks. Also, like, did you know that when you're on live? Oh, that's fine. When you're on live, if they catch music in the background, they'll end your live.
Okay. I was not aware of that.
I was just like talking to y'all around like December, and I played music, and it was like, yeah, we're done. I was like, psych.
We have to talk about,
Did you go live, Jared?
Oh, shit.
Your fingers?
I was focusing on the actual, like, podcast.
It's not working. That's why. What's going on?
Right. Is it too, the battery's
too low?
Second connection. Show me the battery. Oh, okay. Yikes. Okay. Well, all right. Well, that's the end of the life. So
I'm gonna mess with it and see what happens.
Anchor and those on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and various platforms for listening to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much for actually sticking with us through, you know, so far. I mean, it's a handful of episodes, but I think taking the time out to listen to them is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So props and shout out to you.
We love our supporters.
Yeah. I think we should do more shoutouts
to real people,
yeah,
and not like companies,
yeah, not companies that won't sponsor us, but just like people that consistently listen,
yeah,
and like give feedback, because I think feedback is a very important part of it. That's why we were just live on Instagram, because I think that getting feedback from y'all on what y'all like, and especially in terms of like what the conversation that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when y'all interact or are able to interact in real time,
sorry,
is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes for a better experience.
Yeah, because a lot of people have different opinions. Even like when we may or may not agree on something, mm-hmm, to be able to
hear what other people say. Yeah, it's a spectrum.
Like, I like how like your friends or like my friends will tell me in private chats, like, oh, like, I was like, guys, stop telling me. Go on Twitter,
exactly,
and
yeah,
start a conversation.
Yes, yes. That's why we have the social media. Because people will DM me on... People like WhatsApp me when I send them
the link,
the podcast, right? There are people that as soon as the podcast comes up, they've listened to it. They listen to it before I even listen to it. Because after we record, Gabby edits.
Yeah.
And then she'd send me it and I would just put it up. Yeah. I wouldn't listen to it at the same time. But there are people that as soon as they send the link, they're listening to it and they're like commenting in like private chats about it. But I think it would be like better,
more beneficial to the podcast.
Yes, if you like go, and we have to, this is also our fault in terms of like running the Instagram.
Yeah,
because we're on Twitter more often than Instagram.
Yeah,
we're changing that though. But if you like say, oh, I agree with this, like, mm-hmm, Marcus does it. Marcus, that
like
is
he'll
one of the
us
hosts of the I Know podcast.
Yeah,
he's another local podcast.
Shout out to Marcus.
Yeah, shout out to Marcus.
Marky.
And like he would go on Twitter and would be like, yeah, I agree with this, or I don't agree with this because X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think more people should do that,
yeah,
because, yeah.
Also, when you interact with us and your followers see it, mm-hmm, their followers see that they've interacted with you, interacted with that, which helps the podcast grow.
Yeah.
So we get more opinions, which means we get more shit to talk about.
Also, please, when we post and ask what y'all would like to hear us
actually
talk about,
tell us.
Yeah, like just actually tell us.
Yeah.
Even if it is in a private chat,
yeah,
or whatever.
I was just about to say that.
That's still fine.
Even if you just
don't worry about going live anymore.
Okay. Even if it's just like a private chat, if you don't want to comment whatever your topic is because it's too personal for the public, just, mm-hmm, like let one of us know.
Yeah.
On the side.
We don't need to say, all right, so like Gabby suggested that we talk about this.
Right, we don't have to. If you
right
want to remain anonymous, you'll remain anonymous, mm-hmm, unless you specify that you want your name out there.
Yeah.
Essentially. So, I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just share it with your friends. Actually interact with the pages. We are going to become more active because Jaden said that we're going to take pictures. We're going to have photos for Instagram.
We're also looking, again, we're looking to have like actual like video episodes,
yeah,
like on YouTube as well. So the audio podcast that y'all enjoy listening to will also be available on YouTube in video format.
Coming soon.
So that's just
2020?
Another... No, probably before that. That's just another way that you could consume the content that we are,
mm-hmm,
looking to put out. We're rolling forward in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. It's been great.
You have to say travel safely. So
I know. I was waiting for you to say if you had anything to close with.
I don't have anything
before
to say.
Before
the
outro.
I'm just really happy with this episode. And
as am I.
Yeah. I like how it turned out.
Yeah.
I probably split it into two. Yeah.
Yeah, probably two.
One,
all right.
One is going to be longer than the other, for sure.
Mm. That's fine. It's just like the ending off of,
yeah,
thing.
So we won't call this episode 8. We'll call this episode 7.2.
Yes. 7.5.
7.5, sorry.
Alright, and with that, you know, be safe, don't talk to strangers, and drive safely
in your parked car. Bye guys.
And cut.